已经ECHS 主大社内的模式真同的翻译本来做飞和做鸭
It is 2019 and racism is still out there, especially the talk. However, the shame in it is that when it is talk, it is between black and white. It is never, you know, Asian and white. It's never really black and Asian or Latino in there or Mexicans even. Or there's nothing, but it's mainly between like white and black. And because of that, discrimination is really normalized within the minority communities. Now, the Asian community has known to be as the minority, so we don't fight back, we're easily oppressed, and we even have a strong history of fighting back against discrimination. So that makes us a very easy target towards violence. Now, this is all quoted from Four Reasons Why People Think It Is Okay to Be Racist Towards Asians, which is not. But in a 2008 survey made by the San Francisco Police Department, they analyzed over 300 strong armed robberies, and 85% of them show that the victim was Asian American, while the attacker was black. Now, we're not pointing fingers or anything, of course, but those numbers are saying something, and it's just saying that Asians are an easy victim of violence. Now, not only that, the black community faces blackface, so you guys face mockery and entertainment, but so does the Asian community. We face a thing called yellow face as well, by the way, that's a thing. And this is just a short clip of a script by a black comedian.
My name is Vicky, I take care of you today. You want a pedicure with spiny luck?
No, just a polish change.
Oh, just polish change. I'll be down on my...
So, the video is basically the comedian is mocking the language, she's mocking history, she's mocking business and the whole entire Vietnamese community. As many Vietnamese are nail owners. Now, of course, blacks have their stereotypes, like, you know, you guys like watermelon, you guys are all burglars and you're gang-like and things like that. But then we also have our own, where especially with the stereotype where we eat cats and dogs. Now, the video is basically showing another black comedian that is allegedly saying that he found a skinned cat behind a Chinese restaurant. And he comes in and shows the animal and makes this whole scene in chaos. It is all script, once again. And it's a rabbit, by the way. So there's that, and there's hundreds of videos of both situations. Not only that, you guys faced slavery, and we have faced, on a smaller scale, cheap labor, which was also made a joke by a 2016 Oscar host, among other racist comments. When we speak out against these this discrimination, we get hate for it, but if we don't speak out, we also still get hate because we're not speaking.
Of course, the Asian communities aren't the only ones suffering. There are many more minorities, especially the black communities. Well, they suffer stereotyping every single day. They face discrimination in every possible way you can see. They also face violence just as the Asian community faces as well, especially with police brutality. They can be walking down the street and on their minds be like, is this officer going to shoot me? Because I have my hoodie up in my hands in my pocket with my head hanging down low. It's sad because they're basically the only community that has to worry about that. Now, of course, there's like the Muslim community as well, but we're not going to talk about that for now. They also face entertainment discrimination as well, as there was this Asian ad that was promoting their laundry detergent, showing that it is powerful. So they casted a male actor who was just after, you know, constructing. He finds the woman attractive and she lures him basically and shoves him into the washer and puts the detergent, the product, in. After a couple seconds, he drags the male out and he comes out as a white Asian male who is pale, which is the desirable beauty standard, and that shows very much racism, plain as day can be. As darker skin is not desirable, it is not the beauty standard, and nobody needs to be that. So they not only face like just simple day life, they face just like education, they face discrimination in their jobs, even as shopping and even buying food. As there was this one incident article where a Chinese restaurant owner had made three black males pay up front, where the every other customer, they didn't have to, they could just, you know, pay it after they picked up their order. No, she made them pay up front, which can be seen as a stereotype as they're going to rob you, and it's sad, because this case did go all the way up to quite a high level of court, actually, not the Supreme Court yet, but just maybe one or maybe one court below it. So there was this, in the same 2008 survey of the San Francisco Police Department, the lady who, you know, was going to report of an incident, which she didn't report, as she just wanted to say, why can't these two communities, you know, just stop the fight and be helping one another as we face very simple struggles? So racism is not talked about enough when it comes to minority communities, because it's always between black and white. So all these minor communities that face racism within each other and against each other need to be talked about, and they need to be realized that they are just important. So my question is, why drag each other down when both of us, all communities, are already dragged from society, from the minority community themselves?
April 12th to 26th for only $55, cash or checks available May to ECHS at the very front desk. Also, don't forget May 8th at 6 p.m. Dress Up Guys Wednesday Sports. Pay online, by the way, for those who are 10 and older. It is $15 for those who are 5 through 9. It is $5 for you guys. Enjoy!
Alright, guys, thank you so much for listening to this colorful culture chat. Again, it is my, and remember, it is more than just the color of your skin. So, see you guys next time on next episode. Toodles!